This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
The party has started. Guys, welcome back to 90 Day Fiancé News Weekly Quarantine Edition from our homes, rounding up all the news and gossip of the week and letting you guys know what's going on in the 90 Day world. I want to be your host, Linda Entwee, and to my immediate right, but to my screen to the right is the wonderful Ashley.
Hey, y'all. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you. You know, this quarantine, making a lot of these 90 Day Fiancé cast members go and run amok. They are getting into battles, they are getting into fights and war, unnecessary, but we love the drama, so let's bring on the drama. Let's start out with some happy, exciting news. So Lauren and Alexi welcomed their little prince yesterday, April 14th. He was delivered at 4:26 p.m., weighing 5 pounds, 10 ounces, and was measured at 19 inches long. And Baby Brav is what they've been calling him, which is not obviously going to be his name, but Baby Brav was delivered by C-section. He came early. He was supposed to be due in May, and then the due date was pushed up to mid-April. And here we are, mid-April. He's like, I'm ready. So congratulations. They shared a really sweet photo of the three of them. And they were worried because of COVID-19, whether or not Alexi would be able to be there as well with all the rules and regulations that are in the hospital. So he was allowed in, one family member, and of course it's going to be her husband. So we wish them really all the best. So exciting.
Nice.
You know what I love about it is that, like, they're the success story out of all of this, right? Like, we don't see a lot of them, but they're one of them that is a success story for sure. I hear you have some news about Jenny and Sumit.
Oh, you guys. Yes. So Jenny and Sumit have been the topic of discussion this week or today. Jenny actually posted a selfie on her IG page, and it kind of had everybody, you know, talking because her location was hidden. She was trying to not show, you know, her surroundings, and she didn't want to reveal where she was. She did admit that she's not in the U.S., but she refused to say where she was. And so everybody started to speculate about her marital status with Sumit. Jenny's usually pretty open and forthcoming. She seems like a pretty open and bubbly, fun lady. But she was dodging all of the questions about A, where she was, B, what her marital status was with Sumit. And that's leading everyone to believe that she and Sumit possibly now live together and have moved to the next level of the relationship and are married. So we'll have to keep our eyes on Jenny and Sumit and see what's actually going on. Because something's going on. She's hiding. She doesn't want to, you know, tell us.
Ashley.
She doesn't answer certain questions.
Yes. Sorry, this is Brianna in the booth here. I just got a quick thing because, like, if you go to my AfterBuzz's 90 Day page, 90 Day Buzz Daily, just like not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, I posted a video that she posted of saying the quarantine in India. So
yeah.
So you're saying now she's like dodging it, even though she already pretty much had said previously she was in India?
Yeah, she's saying that she's confirming that she's not in the U.S., so obviously we're assuming that she's in India. We don't have to assume based on what you're saying. But she's not giving, she's very mum about everything. Like, she's not saying specifically where she is at this point. So I don't know if something changed between today and a few weeks ago, but we shall see what happens between Jenny and Sumit, or Sumi.
I love it. We'll see. It sounds to me like there's a bunch of spinoffs coming with them involved. Ashley. So Ashley has been beefing with some of her fans. She's firing back at fans for criticizing her for getting back together with Jay. A lot of people are split on whether they like it or they don't like it. The two are quarantining together and have received a lot of hate for just all the videos and stuff that they've been posting with each other. So Ashley wrote several messages, basically cursing out some of her haters. One of the messages said, and I'm going to read it verbatim, some of you need to go ahead and shut the hell up, acting like you know me or live my life. Do you pay my bills? Do you wipe my tears? Do you don't do shit for me? If you don't like me or my life choices, then get the off my page and go shave your back and ass crack. Damn. And then it goes on because they're also kind of criticizing her and her having kids and who's taking care of the kids while she's, you know, getting back together with Jay and just posting with her and Jay. And she writes, and for all the comments in regards to my kids, they are taken care of very well and live quite a comfortable life. So until they drop out of your uterus, they don't concern you, period. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. I'm done now. So she kind of laid it all up there, y'all. Like, don't be coming for her because she is not having it. And I think, you know, guys, she's got to live her life. If that's the love of her life and they've been through some things and they want to be back together, so be it.
Cell Wonk in the live chat said she's another person in for the clout. Monica Valencia said, if Ashley and Jay make it through this quarantine, I will believe in Cupid.
Well, there you go. There you go.
We'll see.
We'll see. Making the news, a lot of news this week, is Big Ed.
Big Ed. Yeah, you guys. He was a big hit this week, too. For more positive reasons than last week. He shared a hot photo of himself he didn't share it, but it was circling around social media and everyone was wondering, is this Big Ed? What year is this from? And where was he? What was he doing? So he shared with TMZ the backstory of the famous picture that's been circling around. He looked good, by the way. This picture, you guys, is actually a Big Ed from 1988. And he was at the San Diego Zoo on a date with his now ex-wife. And it was actually their second date. And he said that someone actually got a hold of that picture from going onto his private Facebook page. And then they posted it, and that's how it circulated. And then there's another throwback picture of Ed going around, and this one was from circa 1995, and he was at El Torito where he worked while earning his master's degree, I'm sure in San Diego somewhere. And he's sharing his backstory and his history, so I think that's kind of cool. He looks really good too in those pictures. Like, okay, Big Ed, let me find out you were fine back in the day. And just a side note, you guys, Big Ed shared with TMZ that he's been getting a lot of requests for people wanting to shoot with him. Like, as we know, he's a photographer. So he's been turning his garage into a photography studio. And he's hoping once this quarantine lockdown situation is lifted, he wants to be booked and busy. He wants to book all the people that have been hitting him up. So if you're looking for a photo shoot, there's a photographer for you by the name of Big Ed that's ready for you. Linda, would you shoot with Big Ed?
For sure.
Okay.
I think he has all the props. Watching his TikToks and seeing his Instagram, he has all the props. So I'd be down for that for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he seems like he's fun in the sense that he's like always doing something, doing the most. And that could be quarantine life, I don't know, but his TikToks are hilarious to me and his cameos are funny too.
Yeah, he's got all kinds of people hitting him up, so he's doing something right.
Someone who doesn't think he's doing something right is Lisa. So Lisa, again, guys, is in attack mode. And she attacked Ed for an article where he referred to himself as the most authentic person ever on the show. And despite all the criticism he's been getting and the backlash because of it, he's kind of not letting it get him down. He says he's thankful for the haters because they made him the most authentic reality star. Excuse me, I gotta get this right because it's important. He says, they've made me the most authentic reality star in 90-day fiancé history. So, Lisa didn't like this whatsoever. And so she went ahead and went off in the comments. And she basically says, okay, Big Ed, going on your soapbox for a hot ass minute, your statement is really a myth because the real MVPs are the fans of any 90-day production. It's truly a team effort to entertain fans. So I'm sure from what I'm reading, people are definitely seeing it's a team effort to create a record show, and production team made you all the way. We are seen on television, so I see where you lost your way, Ed. No one is an instant celebrity because we appeared on a television show. Let's try and stay grounded because past, present, and future casts are a team. It's not any singular person to be, as you say, realist, Ed, okay? The grammar on this is terrible, by the way, FYI. But she went off on him. And then guess what happened? Do you guys remember Tim from the previous season? He chimed in on his own account and he says, quote, Big Ed must be going delusional with this quarantine thing. Then he compared him to the likes of Larissa and Paula, who have way more social media followers than Ed. And he's like, you're not even in the 100,000 club. You don't even have 100,000 followers. So what are you saying that you are like the most authentic, most liked reality, 90-day reality star? So guess who else jumped in on it? Jeffrey from this season jumped in and said the same thing. And guys, is it that serious? Do you know what I mean? Like, is it that serious? Y'all, okay, calm down. What do you think, Ashley? Is it that serious that they all need to jump
in? No, my thing is it's not that serious. If he thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, let him think that. You should think that about yourself as well. And move on. Like, why do you need to comment on his perspective on his on himself? I don't think he should have thrown his other... you know, castmates under the bus, which he kind of slightly did when he said, you know, I am the most authentic yet, because you're basically saying everybody else has been inauthentic. But it still doesn't warrant a response from everybody. You're just stirring the pot and you're giving him what he wants, and that's attention or clout. And so just leave it alone. Let him think what he wants.
That, and I do think there are a few 90-day cast members that stand out every season. You know, like Larissa stood out in her season. I think that David and Annie, they stood out in their season. Like, there are a few cast members that stand out just because, like, whatever their storyline is, it's like super, the personalities just click for that moment. And in this moment, Big Ed's personality and the way he is and even how he looks, all of it just clicks and it's working for him. So if he wants to say he is in the moment right now, you know, being his authentic self, so be it. I don't think people have to take it personally. Let's move on. There's always going to be a cast favorite. Let's move on to Ziad.
Yeah, so Ziad, you guys, he has a new look. We know that he cut his hair last year, sometime shorter. But in a recent picture he posted, he had fans wondering what was so different about him because he looked, you know, he looked a bit different. One thing that everyone noticed was that his beard was longer, and everybody had a comment about it. One person said that they hope the beard is because of COVID and not by choice. Another fan complimented on the look and said, so much better. They think he looks better with shorter hair than longer hair. And another fan said, let your hair grow back. So that person prefers the longer hair. But I just wanted to ask the audience, what do you guys think? Do you guys like his new look, or should he give it up? Is it a glow up or give it up? Linda, do you like his new look?
I kind of think he looks cool. I actually like it. I like the shorter hair.
I think he looks good with it too.
Yeah, I like it. You guys definitely chime in the comments if you've seen the picture, and I think maybe we have a part of it up.
Yeah, we're showing it right now.
Definitely let us know what you think. Does he look better? Does he look worse? Let us know. And
Michelle Bayot said he looks much better. I think he looks better too. But I could see, not that he looked bad before, but I could see the draw to the longer hair, you know?
I mean, I think we all kind of go through phases, but, you know, now he's got a job, J-O-B, so perhaps, you know, you have to clean up for that.
You have to clean up up a little bit.
Yeah. I want to talk about Anna versus Danielle. So, guys, in the 90 Day Family, there was another feud this week that popped off between Anna and Danielle. Anna got mad about a post that Danielle had in her stories, and it was one of those clickbait swipe up stories. And the featured image was Anna crying with like a worried face, and the headline was 90 Day Fiancé Star Arrested. So at first you think, oh my goodness, Anna got arrested again. But once you went into the story was really about, Nicole's dad, Tyler, and his arrest. And so it was like a clickbait, right? Look at the story. And because the story's not new, we kind of talked about it last week as well. The update of the story is that what's really, really sad is that he was caught for shoplifting, and he was shoplifting clothing and stuff. And apparently he's homeless now, and there's like a whole thing going on. So, that was a sad story, but Anna was like, listen, this was really not cool of you to do. It was not cool of you to post this. But here's the thing, guys, in the 90 Day franchise, a lot, you'll see almost all of them have this clickbait in their stories because ad agencies reach out to them and post these for them in their stories, and they get paid for it. They get paid for every click. So it's not like Danielle's the only one that does this. They all do it. They all do it because it's a passive income for them and the audience. And you kind of know because you see that all the ads are the same. And sometimes you'll see the same ad on more than a few of the 90 Day cast members. So Danielle doesn't really think it was a big deal, but for some reason, Anna just kind of went off, and she said, I don't think that you should do this. I don't think you should ever throw one of your other fellow cast members under the bus. I think that you should be mindful of what you're putting out there because people are calling me now saying, did you get arrested? So she really took it to heart. What do you think? Do you think that she took it too far?
No, I would feel a way too, but I'm wondering if Anna just hasn't reached that level in her 90 day career to where she's being reached out to by ad agencies, you know? Mm-hmm. So maybe she doesn't know the game yet. But if I was in Anna's shoes, I wouldn't like it either. But if I knew the game and I understood, like, okay, this is just a part of what I'm doing, mm-hmm. then, you know, I wouldn't have much to say about it, but just looking at it from her scope and her, you know, background and what she's been exposed to so far in this 90-day journey, I can see why she was upset.
Just chiming in really fast, guys. Sorry. I agree with you, Ashley. I don't know if she does or has not been reached out. I will say that she's claiming that she has been reached out, but that she basically would never stoop so low as to take money in that way and would find ways that do not hurt people is kind of what her quote was.
Oh, okay. All right, Anna, we hear you. I mean, maybe the price wasn't right.
Yeah, she said, the quote was this. Anna said she understands that Danielle needs to feed your family, but said she should do it in a way that won't hurt others. She added that she herself got an offer from companies to do swipe ups, but she refused to do so. So who knows? I mean, for real, you refused? You refused it?
That's why I don't buy that. I don't think she refused it. I think the price wasn't right. And anyone with common sense that's been, you know, a part of life and social media at all knows once they swipe up, like, oh, that was clickbait. Like, you just know that when you see it. And
I got to tell you, you see the ads, especially on the 90-day fiancé cast members, the ads all look the same. They all look the same. You know exactly what it is. It's different than everything else they post. So it's up to you to post them. And oftentimes, they're not even the ones that are posting it. The ad agencies are going into their account and posting it for them. So they don't have control which ads get posted. All they know is that they're getting paid, and that's that. So I don't think that this should have been an online beef about anything, but it was. We're in quarantine life, so it is going to be what it is going to be. Let's move on to Tom.
Yeah, you guys. So Tom finally left New York. He left the States. He hopped on a flight to London. And New York, actually, I don't know if those of you who aren't in the States know this or not, but New York has the highest cases, the highest number of cases of coronavirus. So I could see why Tom wanted to, you know, get home sooner rather than later. I don't know what London's numbers are. But Tom said that he finally got on a flight back to London. He reassured everyone on his social media that he's being safe. He's wearing a mask, gloves, all that good stuff, all the protective equipment, PPE. Another interesting thing that he shared with his followers was that there was only 8 people on his flight. So kind of gives us an insight into the world of aviation at this point and traveling. He flew out of JFK and he was on Virgin Airlines, and he described the vibe at JFK as basically a ghost town. And he said it was surreal. And I could only, you know, imagine how quiet it is. And just a little bit of insight for you guys. This is what I heard today through the grapevine. And this is from a pretty strong source. But just LAX alone, their traffic and flights and activity in the airport has gone down and decreased 85% to 90%. So that's just a little bit of insight into the aviation industry right now. So they're really feeling it. And I'm glad Tom made it home safely. I just hope he, you know, before getting on the flight, I'm hoping he loaded up on zinc, vitamin C, and, you know, all the things to boost our immunity up. But yeah, I mean, I feel a way about Tom, but I'm happy he's home and safe, and I'm sure he feels better being home. But I did want to ask everybody in the live chat, what are you guys doing to stay healthy? Are you, like, what natural supplements are you taking? Are you taking zinc, elderberry? Share your tips with all of us. I'm sure we can all, you know, learn from one another. Linda, are you taking anything daily to protect yourself against COVID?
I take a multivitamin. That's it.
Oh, okay.
So I take a multivitamin. That's all I got. But I've definitely been, like, quarantined and and doing all the things that they tell us to do, washing my hands like all the time, that they're like dry. Everything is dry because I'm like hyper about stuff like that. So I am peeling a little bit on my face, on my hands and stuff, but I'm keeping it moving.
Yeah, we're going to be wrinkly by the time we get out of quarantine, man. All the hand washing we're doing.
Man.
What's going on with David, Linda?
So David, before the 90-day David, not David and Annie, but David and Lana. David is recently on social media, is on Instagram. And so he did a Q&A about his dating style.
Okay.
And so he answered questions about all things David. And he shared his, when he first started seeing women from the Ukraine, quote, back when the internet was brand new. Okay. And he's so into girls from the Ukraine that he stopped seeing Americans 15 years ago and exclusively only dates Ukrainian women. Mm. And so he explained that by doing this, his heart will be free and ready to love when he goes to the Ukraine and meets the one. And he said that he really started digging Ukrainian women years and years ago, and that he's dated over 100 Ukrainian women, and he's been turned down by many. And there's been marriage proposals in that. And he's also been rejected like a few times in all of that. So fast forward to why he thinks it's okay to date this mysterious Lana and have never met her for 7 years and has spent $100,000. He said that he used to spend at least $2,000 a month going on dates in America. And he added that he only spends what he can afford without hurting his financial status. So if you earn, he said, $4,000 a month, then this is crazy money. But if you earn like $15,000 plus a month, then none of this money is quote unquote life-changing to me. Then he goes on and shares advice about online dating. He recommends the site that he uses. And I was like, First of all, you are okay. So I'm gonna be really nice about this, or I'm gonna try to be. But first of all, you are in no position to give anyone any advice about dating. Period. You've not met someone that you say you've been in a 7-year-long relationship with, and not only have you not met her, you've never talked to her, you've never FaceTimed her. You don't even know where she lives. And you spent the last, what episode are we on now? 5, 6, 7, 8, I don't know. Searching for her. You've been searching online. You've been searching in the Ukraine. You've been searching at the train station, at the candy store. So you spent $100,000. You spent $100,000 that I could have invested in a bunch of stuff, but you want to give me dating advice? Yeah, I'm going to need you to sit down.
Knock it off.
And cut knock
it
out.
That's
it. I mean, you know, older does not necessarily mean wiser. Facts, facts, facts.
You know what? Judy's in the live chat said something that I thought about too. She said, David, no 20-something-year-old wants to live in an RV. Facts. I'm not saying that that's unanimous. Like, that doesn't go for everybody. But generally, most 20-year-olds, they're not interested in living in an RV, David. You should probably date somebody, you know, more your speed and stop going after, you know, someone that's not
your speed.
Someone that's not real too. So basically David's saying he's not new to this, he's true to this. He's been dating women from the Ukraine for 15 plus years. And
plus, 100 women plus. Yeah. He's deep in. He's deep in. He's too far gone. It's a wrap at this point. Let's talk about Avery and Omar.
Oh, yes, you guys. So Avery wanted to clear up the rumors about her and Omar's relationship status. Apparently, the streets have been talking. She shared on IG, and this is a quote directly from her. She said, "To clarify, Omar and I are happily married," because their marital status was being questioned. "But I stay in America the majority of the time because I sponsor Omar's visa. So I have to keep my big girl job in America, and I'm in college." And Avery's attorney actually gave her some sound advice too, letting her know that moving to Syria may lower her chances of a waiver, and that you, as a requirement, you have to show that you live in the U.S. and you're earning a living in the U.S. and you can support your spouse. So that makes sense why Avery is staying in the U.S. and, you know, making that money, making those dollars. But do you think that that marriage can last? It's not like we've seen long distance relationships from, you know, state to state, but to have an actual marriage and you guys are in two different countries, do you think that that could work out, Linda?
I think Avery's going to make it work. Do I think it can work long term, and be sustained? No, but I think that she's going to make it work. I think that this COVID-19 is definitely putting a wrench in her timeline, but she's determined. I think she's in it to be in it, and for her
She's
to
focused.
she's focused. So I think that she will make it work. Do I think other people could make it work? Probably not, but she's in it to win it, and I think she will.
Linda, this is what I'm confused about. Didn't we find out previously, was it false reports that I thought he had gotten his visa and was coming to America? Did that end up being a false report?
I believe that that was a false report. I believe that they thought he had gotten it, but it had not been approved yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's talk about Shawn Robinson, guys. Shawn Robinson, we all know her as the tell-all host of 90 Day Fiancé Everything. She got it. Well, can I say she got into it with a fan? Kind of. So Joe McHale is receiving like a bunch of praise for how he handled hosting the Tiger King installment that just dropped on Netflix. Everyone's loving him. There's an Instagram account that's dedicated to like not all things 90 Day and My 600-pound Life. And the quote was, "Can this guy do all the tell-alls from now on? Question mark." A fan liked that, commented on it, saying in the comments that Joe would be a better host than the current tell-all, Sean. And Sean responded. And she didn't like what this fan was saying. So I'm going to read it verbatim. So it says, "Oh my God, yes. Joe McHale for 90 Day Fiancé Tell All." And then they hashtagged it and they also directed it at Joel and at Shawn Robinson. And she responds by saying to the person that posted this, "Have to see what my Morehouse brother Edward Oliver at Dannemora has to say about that, or Ted and Peter Bailey, Happy Easter." So she basically threatened this commenter's job, right? So this commenter works at Dannemora, and I'm not sure if I'm saying it right, but Dannemora. And Sean happens to know the CEO and vice president of the company. So she's like, "Okay, well, you think I should lose my job? Let me go ahead and go to your bosses and see if you lose your job." All right. So fans were like taken aback. Like they were like, "Well, I'm just like putting my opinion out there. Am I not allowed to have an opinion on what I think would be great? And does she have a right to not only name drop, but to threaten my job?" I don't know, guys. What do you think? Do you think that this was handled right? Do you think that she was just joking? Do you think that, maybe she took it to heart a little bit and didn't like what she was hearing? Let us know definitely in the comments. A, whether you think she's doing a great job as the tell-all host. B, whether you think she handled this specific situation correctly. And should she have, like, thrown out, name-dropped this person's boss's names? What do you think, Ashley?
No, she should not have. And I think that she's running the risk of tainting her social relationship with the CEO and those, you know, higher ups at that company. Why would you want to bully your employee? You know what I mean? Like, that's not cool. So I just think that was, like I said in the after show, I think that was the low road. She definitely didn't take the high road. There are trolls out there. People have a lot of negative things to say that they should just keep to themselves. But the reality is they're not going to. So you're just going to have to kind of put your big girl panties on and deal with it. This is the industry that you work in and people have a lot of things to say. So just, you know, take it on the chin and move on. You don't have to drag them along. You don't have to stoop down to their level, basically.
Yeah. Anything in the comments? Does anyone have any opinions on how this was handled?
Yeah. So Ray Della Lewis said she was a little over the top. And Estella Akimi said she's awful was a host, or I'm sure she's saying she's awful as a host. 420420 said there's no tell all until this is over. So I don't know why they're beefing.
That's funny.
That's actually really funny. Yeah. So I don't know. That's a good point. They also said she needs to stay quiet. That's 420420. And Annabelle Reyna said they could have done a virtual reunion. And they might just do that. We don't know. But like I said in the after show, I think if anybody's going to take over, I think it'll be Chrissy Teigen, because she really likes the 90 Day, you know, franchise. She's real into it. And I think she'll be a great host.
Yeah, I mean, listen, touchy-touchy. I think that for me, I'll say this, even with our show, we get trolled all the time. And I think that you have to just have a stiff upper lip. Sometimes people can get really personal and really mean, but they can do it because they're behind the screen. So I like what you said on the after show, the Michelle Obama quote, you know, when they go low, we go high. And leave it at that. Let's move on to Rosemarie. So guys, Rosemarie is on Instagram now, and she is dispelling all the rumors about her being engaged to a woman. So she was in the comment section of her page, and a fan reaches out and asks her if she's engaged. And she says, the rumor that I'm engaged to a woman is, in all caps, not true. # stop the lies. And then the person goes on to say, gotcha. Glad you're on IG now. And then it goes on and on and on. So Rose is saying that the photos that we've all seen, not true. She's not engaged, and she's definitely not engaged to a woman. What are your thoughts on that, Ashley?
I mean, Rose is basically telling me that my eyes are lying, because we all saw the photo, we saw the ring, we saw the woman. So what are you saying, Rose? What are we seeing things? Are we delusion? Like what's going on?
Yeah,
I was just going to say, I think at this point, Rose is trying to save the bag. I think that's what she's trying to do. She's trying to save her money. She's trying to save the coins, which is why she hopped on Instagram. And she's trying to, you know, save face, because she knew some leakage, some good information leaked out. And her money is on the line. Her paycheck is on the line at this point.
Yeah, yeah. 90 Day don't play. They are not playing. TLC is not playing with you. You better keep your mouth shut. You better be on that NDA. And the leaks are like pouring out, like how we saw the leaks in her house. They are leaking out nonstop, and she's trying to plug those holes real quick. I agree with you. Let's move on to another quote unquote beef or battle between Chrissy Teigen and Lisa, baby girl, baby love Lisa. We know that last week, Chrissy posted on her official Twitter account that she was Lisa's personal assistant. But there's been some issue with Usman calling Chrissy baby girl Chrissy. And Chrissy went ahead and went to her Twitter and she said, "Well, I have effing upset baby girl Lisa." And Lisa responds with a cameo. And if we can play that cameo, it would be awesome, but it's hilarious. Okay, no problem. So she basically is saying, "I am the only baby girl that exists, Chrissy. It's me and me alone, and you're fired as my personal assistant." It's basically the gist of the video. It's hilarious. And for Lisa to actually like to respond to Chrissy this way, I thought was outrageous and hysterical at the same time. Did you get a chance to see it, Ashley?
I didn't, but I'm going to watch it. I'm going to see what she's, because I'm interested to see what her tone is in the mm-hmm. video. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know she's kind of a hothead and she's got a lot to say.
Yeah.
So, and guess what? Chrissy has a lot to say too. So she's met her match.
That is facts. That is facts. So guys, you got to check out the video. It's hilarious. And last but not least, guys, I wanted to tell you the big news that I heard. So apparently in the fall, the con, and I'll get to what it is, that we all didn't know that we needed is going to be happening. So you know how they have like Comic-Con and mm-hmm. all of that? They're going to have a 90-day con, and they're aiming for this fall. And apparently they have a bunch of the cast members signed up to do like a whole meet and greet, the whole nine yards. If you guys have ever gone to a Comic-Con, it's that whole thing, right? So they're planning that for sometime later this year, and that should be really interesting. That should be really, really interesting.
That should be. I think I'm wondering if certain, I'm just thinking about all the quarantine beefs that are going on right now, and I'm like, what if these people run into each other? What is it going to be? Is this going to be like, we're cool now, or?
I know what it's going to be. It's going to be the tell-all that we all wanted to ever see on TV that we don't get to see. It's that tell-all in real life where y'all are about to go off, pop off, but you're on network TV, so you can't. All right, go ahead and handle that in real life. I love it.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be cool.
It's a great idea. Let's see some shout-outs.
Yeah, you guys, y'all got the live chat popping again, once again. We have 79 people in the live chat. I'm going to ask that everybody goes up and gives us a thumbs up and continue to comment. We have Michelle Bayot, Judice, 42420. Estella Hakimi is back. Danny Bean, Elizabeth Ayana. Sorry, Elizabeth, if I tore your last name up there. Thank you guys all so much for joining us and for commenting. Raydella Lewis. Teresa Dean. You guys are so much fun. I love watching your comments during the show. I think I said Cell Wonk already. Eunice Music, Monica Valencia, Beautiful Boy, Annabelle Reyna. Everybody's here. The whole squad. The whole 90-day squad is here. So we love you guys. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us every week. Thank you for the comments. Thank you for the shout outs. Thank you for the tips on news and gossip, all of that stuff. Stay safe, guys. You can find me all across social media at Linda So Girly and Ashley.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Ms. Ashley Marie.
Same time, same place, guys. I'll be in my apartment. Next week, we'll see you. Bye.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.